If you got your Bibles, I want you to go to Psalm 119 tonight. And if you got them, wave them at me. I want to see Bibles. I want to see them. Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. Chad's going to help me a little bit tonight. I'm going to let Chad read the whole kit and caboodle. The whole thing. 176 verses. 22 stanzas. And I'm going to read them all. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you've got a pen with you, get a pen out. And as these verses are read, every time you see something helps you, put a check on it. Then I want you to go back to it, okay? And tonight, after the message that I'm going to give you tonight, this might scare some of you, a 22-point sermon. 22 points. 22 points. Some of you are a nervous wreck. You said you can't do it. Well, I may not be able to if I don't quit talking right now. But let me say this tonight. I'm going to be preaching on the incomparable Word of God. Nothing compares to it. And there's four areas tonight that you'll see through this psalm. The area of salvation. There will be no true salvation without the Word of God. The area of sanctification. You will never come to a place of sanctification without the Word of God. You'll not experience strength without the Word of God. And you won't know how to suffer without the Word of God. So, Chad, you come and read it, and then I'll see if I can make a dent in it.
Psalm 119. Page 844 in your Schuyler Canterbury. Buckle up. We're going to be here for a while. Go ahead and stand for the reading of God's Word.
No, you don't stand. But let me say something to you. I wanted to make a point to that, and you said that. You know, I'm having all this read because back in Nehemiah, when they had a great revival, they read from the morning till midday, at least 6 hours, and they stood. And that's the first time you hear about pulpit. Right, Jeff? I think I'm right. And they stood and just listened to God's word. Let me ask you something. When's the last time you just cherished what you read? Amen. And thank God for just the reading of it. Yes, not just the exposition of it and the exegesis of it, but the reading of it. It'll do something for you. And mark where it helps you.
Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed. When I have respect unto all thy commandments, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. O, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me the law, thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servants, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered my name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dwelt with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness before my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me, Mine eyes fell for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. The testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me. O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word. As one that findeth great spoil, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let me cry. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen.
Well, I don't know about you. How many of you at least marked something? Marked one or two? My Lord. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 22 alliterated points and a sentence for each one. Okay? Then later on, I'm going to build a whole series from Psalm 119. You said, what are you doing that for? I want you to know how important the Word of God is in your life.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you Sunday's book right now. And then I'll do it again Sunday. It's called The Balanced Christian Life by Watchman Nee. It's a classic. And you know what? We're not very balanced because we don't study God's Word accurately and become balanced. And let me, if I can, and I'll try. Now, I may flub this a little bit. How many of y'all know there's 22 stanzas, and they all represent a letter of the Hebrew alphabet? Starts right at the beginning and goes all the way down. I may goof this up. We listened to it twice today, and to be quite honest with you, I already goofed it up trying to do it myself. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to just go, each stanza is 8 verses. So I want you to look at the verses as I give you an alliterated outline and a sentence. Okay? Ready? Psalm 119, 1 through 8. Aleph is a reward in the word. Those who walk in the law of the Lord are blameless and blessed.
Amen.
And I don't know. See, what I'm going to have to do is not expound on every statement I have, but I'll let you just eat on that. Beth, refined in the word. Those who treasure God's word in their heart will live a life that pleases God.
Amen.
And if y'all want this outline and these sentences, I'll give them to you if you'd like to have them later. Gimel, a revelation from the Word. Those who look carefully into the Word of God will see wonderful things. Man, I'm really, you know I want to expound, don't you? Think about everything I'm saying. Stanza 4, Daleth, rejuvenation through thy Word. Any of you ever got stale? Any of you ever feel like you need to be rejuvenated? You don't need a health and wealth speaker. You don't need some eloquent somebody. You need the Word of God. Those who are experiencing troubles will find life and strength in the Word of God. Stanza 5, resolve to keep the word. Those who allow the Lord to teach them his word will obey, will live well, and will finish well. Some pronounce it. Those who rest in the Lord's faithful love, keep his law, will be ready to answer those who challenge them. Have you been challenged? Has the forces of evil came up against you? The only way to defend yourself is the Word of God. Boy. Stanza 7, Zalen. Those who remember God's Word will be comforted by it. Or Zane, you can say it that way. That's relief through the Word of God. How many's ever just felt like I can't take no more? I need some relief.
Yep.
There's no relief outside of God's word. I can help you. I can talk to you, and it'll be temporary help. But there's just something about God's word. Chafe, resorting to the word. Boy, I like that. Or teth is probably the best way of saying that. Those who are afflicted by the discipline of the Lord will learn how good his instruction is. How many's ever had a little whipping from God and you found out God had your best in mind? Say amen right there. Job, that's rejoicing because of the word of God. Those who receive comfort from the Lord's faithful love will delight in his word. Kaf, that's reliance on the word. Those who grow weary and discouraged should put their hope in the Lord's salvation and his what? Word. Oh boy. Lameth. Boy, I like this. That's ratification of the word. Those who trust in the Lord's perfect and powerful word delight in his teachings. Am I doing all right? Somebody getting some help? Mem, that's reverence of the word. Those who love the Lord's instructions, meditate on it day, it all day long. Can I say something? The word of God still relevant for this time that we're living in, this counterculture generation. The word of God still relevant. Somebody help me preach. Then none. That's radiance from the word. Those who keep the Lord's righteous judgments find it to be a lamp for their feet and a light unto their path. You want to have radiance. You know what? How many of you have ever looked at somebody you love and knew by looking at them that something was wrong? Come on. And by the way, the word of God will light you up. Shemek, that's retribution by the word. Those who reject the wicked trust in the Lord and love his word. I want you to know something, friends. I got a God that's going to be retribution to the wicked. Let me tell you, this wicked generation is going to have judgment. Whew, Lord have mercy. Amen. Rescue according to the word. Those who are servants of the Lord are marked by justice, righteousness, and a love for God's word. Pay. Boy. Receptiveness to the word. Those who find God's word wonderful weep over those who don't. How receptive are you to the word? Let me ask you something. When God's word's preached and you know it's coming your way and you know that it's God speaking through the preacher to you, do you spit it out or do you take it in? Amen? Tis thee, dear. Tis thy. I'll say it like that. That's a hard one. Righteousness of the word. Those who are zealous for the righteous, God acknowledge his righteousness in an everlasting righteousness. Whew. Am I doing all right, Chad? Kof, or quof could be said. Request based upon the word. Those who call on the Lord to save them will call on him early and know he's near. Somebody ought to just stop right there and shout. Hey, Jeremy, we might want to stop right here on this stanza and say hallelujah, that I can call on God anytime and know that he's ever present God to help in the time of need. How many of y'all found that out? How many found out God is faithful? Whew. Y'all probably didn't want to know what I'll do when I preach all the way through this chapter. Y'all follow me in your book? I hope you're looking at these verses as I go through them. Resh, revival through the word. Those who need to be rescued by the Lord will ask him to be their champion as they love his word. If we want revival in our souls, it's going to come because of the word of God. It's not going to come by some flamboyant somebody or some great person that can, say some real flattering words. No, it's going to come through the word of God. Somebody taking it line upon line and precept upon precept. Sikian, that's respect for the word. Those who are persecuted will fear. Rejoice, love, and praise the Lord for his word that giveth them abundant peace. Oh, glory to God. Can I ask a question as I'm getting ready to end? How much do you respect God's word? If there's anything that bothers me today, I see such a disrespect for God's word. It's so important to respect it. And by respecting it is to acknowledge it and to receive it and to say it's true. Don't tell me that all of it isn't inspired. Don't tell me all of it's not inerrant. If you say there's one problem with it, you do not respect it. If you're constantly wanting to find change it, you do not respect it. Some of the great men of the Bible. I remember John L. Rice, every night before he went to bed, he would do this and put the word of God under his pillow and he'd slept on it. Tall. Means remembering the word. Those who cry out to the Lord as their shepherd can ask him to help them according to his promise. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but he'll go all the way with you. Somebody say amen. Now let me give you four last truths that I mentioned early on. First of all, salvation. Faith cometh by hearing. Here's what God does. He'll take a lost sinner. Hey, I'll challenge any Calvinist. Sinners can hear the word of God. They can hear the word of God. And here's what God does. He allows the preacher to preach it. And they hear it. And the more they hear it, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And as that word of God is coming in and they're being illuminated by the Holy Spirit of God, they see themselves lost and they see themselves in a need and they come to a crossroads. And here's the crossroads. They either receive it or reject it. You say you're a simple man. That's too simplistic. No, that's just the book. Then secondly, sanctification. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. Sanctification means to be set apart. You progressively ought to be better today than you were yesterday because of the word of God. It started inwardly, now it's working outwardly, and one of these days he'll sanctify us completely. Why don't we live more holy lives? Because the word of God, we need to be in it. And when it tells us what's wrong with us, we need to repent immediately. Amen. And that way we become sanctified. And when we read all that, you talked about strength. Listen to this. I'm closing in to 8:15. Listen to what Job said. Think about this. I esteem thy word above my necessary food.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I say this, I don't necessarily like either one of these guys, okay? LeBron James, I don't care nothing about him, nor Tom Brady. However, You got to say this. In Tom Brady's case, he's 43 years old. He stretches every day. He eats the right foods. Why? To keep his body strong. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never be a strong Christian without God's word. We use food for nutrition, but how about God's word? You know why I see so many anemic Christians? Because they're not eating right. I gotta hurry. Okay, all right. Then lastly, how many times did y'all hear the word suffer or affliction or trouble? I know that I'm talking to people on live stream right now. You're afflicted. You're troubled. I saw today we got the staff, got a blessing. We didn't get real close. We were about 20 feet away. Cindy Elkins walked into the office, brought her tithe in on the mask. She's suffering. She's going through it. But I saw a woman who was suffering well, strong. Great testimony. Made me ashamed of myself when I go complaining. Come on, help me. And nothing will get you through suffering like this book. You say, what are you trying to do with us? I am trying to get you to appreciate what God, this love letter that God wrote for you, this manuscript that's infallible, inerrant, that he gave to you, that I want you to appreciate it and respect it and use it so you can be the Christian that he wants you to be. I think I'll take you through this chapter one of these days and just preach about 30 sermons because there's that many in it. How many got just a little help tonight? Stand with me. Was there anything covered in the scripture or the message or the exposition that spoke to you tonight and you just like to have prayer in a certain area? Raise your hand. Raise them up. I'm going to pray. If you'd like to come and pray, you do it. Father, thank you for the sweet time around the word. Thank you, Lord, for biblical exposition and just taking nuggets, and though we did it rapidly, and just sharing to our people. Help them to be hungry. You said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.